8:45. I'm Susan Giles, One Tech WUSF 89.7 News. Last November, Floridians overwhelmingly approved Amendment 13, which bans Greyhound racing after December 31st of next year. But as WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, at least one of the state's 11 dog tracks isn't waiting until the deadline to comply with the mandate.
It's post time at the Sarasota Kennel Club. The grandstand is mostly empty, but a handful of spectators lean against a wire fence and sip beer from plastic cups as a mechanical rabbit buzzes by. With the ring of the starting bell, eight greyhounds wearing numbered jerseys spring from the gate and dash around a quarter-mile dirt track.
Come on, four!
Greyhounds have been racing in Sarasota since 1929, and people started betting on the outcome 2 years later when Florida became the first state in the country to legalize dog racing. That all ends on Saturday when the Kennel Club hosts its last live greyhound race. But this isn't a story about the new law or whether greyhound racing is bad or good. Those arguments have already taken place. This is about what will happen to the dogs and the people who have made their living at this track.
A lot of these people are late 40s, early 50s. You know, if they get a job in a dollar store as a cashier, they'll be lucky.
Nancy Guimond is the paddock judge at the Sarasota Kennel Club. Her job is to identify which greyhounds run in what races and to supervise the leadouts, handlers who escort the dogs between the kennels and the starting gate. Guimond says there's one word that sums up the end of her 35-year career. Heartbreak.
Just in my department alone, I have a lot of kids that would not be getting jobs. The kennel people that I've worked with for years and years, they're going to have to shut the doors, turn around, and never look back.
During season, the Sarasota Kennel Club employs about 300 people at the track in its busy poker room. Come Saturday, the dog trainers will be out of a job, along with the leadouts, the kennel workers, and most of the people running the betting windows and concession stands. And what about the greyhounds? Statewide, experts predict that nearly 6,000 dogs will need new homes once racing is phased out for good. In Sarasota, Sue Peek of Fast Friends Greyhound Adoption is already matching former racers with new families. Here she's finalizing an adoption for a retired racer named Minnie.
The foster said to let you know that she gets real excited to meet people. She likes to give hugs, and her tail's always wagging.
Okay, that sounds great.
Like nearly 100 greyhound adoption groups across the country, Fast Friends was opposed to the racing ban. One reason was so many dogs becoming available at the same time, they fear displaced dogs could be euthanized. Peek says most racing dogs go on to live second lives as family pets, and she feels her friends in the greyhound industry have been unfairly portrayed as animal abusers.
If people would realize how much time and effort the trainers and the kennel people put into these dogs, it would have made a difference, because my trainers, they take care of their dogs.
But as last November's vote to ban greyhound racing showed, society is at odds with this industry. And greyhound racing is also out of sync with the way people choose to entertain themselves. Even before the amendment passed, the popularity of dog racing has been declining for years.
The young person today wants something that's quick. They can go on the internet now and bet. There are a lot of ways people can have a fast return on their money.
Thomas Bowersox is the director of racing at the Sarasota Kennel Club. He's been here nearly 60 years. Now he hopes there's still a job for him at the club. The popular poker room and its off-track betting operations are staying in business. On Saturday, after the last greyhound crosses the finish line, kennel workers in Sarasota will pack their bags. The racing dogs are headed to a different track in Florida's Panhandle. Come Sunday, the only option for fans will be to put a credit card in a kiosk and place a wager on a race that's happening somewhere else. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.